Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to your own private or family altar daily. First thing before you do any other thing, God is the power behind our sleeping at night and waking up in the morning, our going out during the day and returning home safely. After listening to Turning Point, receiving the prayers and engaging in the prophetic action we may be asked to take in the day, turn to Turning Point Prayer Booklet, also authored by me. Read the short Bible study for the day and pray the prayer also. Then follow the guideline on reading the entire Bible through once a year. If you can combine the two, Turning Point Audio and the booklet, long consistently enough, your spiritual life as well as your physical life shall be radically transformed. To subscribe all the new subscription for the prayer booklet, send a chat to Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you have not already done so. Welcome also to Saturday, the second day in November 2024. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent away this day. Be responding with amen. I receive it. New month, new things. New opportunities, new anointings, new strength, new connection, and new revelation, new money, new ideas, and new breaking forward. Let's do this. Look around you there and locate one new item around your house, around the room, something you have not used before, what we call tear rubber. Anything, any object, any item at all, we want to use it as a point of contact to prophesy new things in the new month. Touch it. Hold it or raise it up and let me pray. I prophesy this month shall be a month of celebration, month of new testimonies, month of power demonstration. You shall become a living surprise this month. I prophesy the breaking forth to the right and to the left. Now, hold that new item and tell God what new things you desire in November. Is it a new job, a new accommodation, new contact, new strength, new breaking through? Describe your miracles to God. Numbers 14:28 says, God said, that which I hear you say to my ears, that will I do. Tell God again and again your expectations and your desires in the new month. It could be for self, for your children, your spouse, your business, your career, your ministry, your program, your project, your journeys, all. Tell God what you desire in the new month. Now, let me pray. I speak over your life again. As you desire it, so will you acquire it. As you expect it, so will you experience it. He said, he will not allow the expectations of the righteous to fail. This month shall deliver for you beyond your expectations. In Jesus' name. Say amen, amen, and amen. Yes. Right? November 2 celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live to your good old age in peace, in prosperity, and in power in Jesus' name. All right, let's take our teachings and counseling through the questions and situations people are sending in. Send yours if you have any. First one today. Good evening, my blessed, wonderful dad, and my beautiful family of TPGF. There are two brothers coming to ask for my hand in marriage. I have prayed, but I'm still confused, Dad. I have peace with the first guy, but anytime I think about the second guy, I lose my peace. But when I calm down to allow the love of the first guy in my heart, my peace returns. Dad, does that mean the first guy is God's will for me? Please, Dad, tell me what to do. Wow, this person is truly Dad's daughter. In a single write-up, she called me Dad. He mentioned that 4 times. So welcome, my daughter. Peace is one of God's surest signs of approval when it comes to decision-making, especially such as this. However, join that to the other guidelines of making a marriage choice, which is 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 to 16. There shall not be unequally yoked. There should be no unequal yoke. Very, very important. Then provided that this first guy is born again, genuinely so, passionately committed to God and growing in Christ, and provided that he can add value to your life as a lady, and then is not demanding for sex before marriage, and provided he is visionary, has a clear focus for his life, and is pursuing it vigorously, then he is the one. The one that makes you lose your peace is not blocking. Parents, use this counsel for this, my daughter, to please mentor and guide all your daughters. Next, good morning, TPGF. Please, can we have the prayer mountain on MixLR app? It is actually easier, economical, and more convenient for people on the road driving or in the office to listen and partake in the prayer mountain services, and is also less data consuming, especially for those who don't have much. Wow, I'm always concerned about those who don't have much now. So, AY, our media director, and our media department officers, please look this up for me and give us advice. MixLR app for those who want to be receiving prayer mountain service while driving or in the office. I'm waiting for your advice, and then please put it through. Next, good morning, Daddy. What can I do if both partners, husband and wife, cheats, but the husband later repented? The wife has now moved out of the house since 2020 with the children in United Kingdom. Wow, two people in a marriage union cheating on each other? Oh, that's why we keep saying, when it comes to marriage, look well, pray hard, and follow God's guidance before you tie the knot. I'm just wondering what would have been happening to the innocent children caught in this crossfire. Well, my counsel is, if the husband has now truly repented and is born again, he should go into what we call prayer warfare, that the Lord should save, that saved him, should also save the wife as well. So they can both seek reconciliation with each other, come together to live a godly, more fulfilling, and true children of God in a holy matrimony. Next, I have been living with a man for 23 years. We are not legally married, and we have no children for each other. 9 years ago, he had a child through another woman. Sometimes a pastor told me that cohabiting with him is a sin. So I told him, but he said he cannot marry me legally because I don't have any child for him. I have decided to leave the marriage, but he doesn't want me to leave. Please, sir, I need your counsel. Wow. Wow. Cohabiting with a man you are not married to for 23 years. No child between you. He has a child with another woman. And you are still asking whether to stay on? Wow. Wow. How you can be living in such a slavery beats my imagination. How could you allow 23 years of your adult life to go this way? He doesn't want you to go because you are his sex slave. And of course, we'll be doing the house chores for him. I am short of words. Please give your life to Christ. Leave that bondage life you are living and ask God for help so you can still live a fulfilled life, whatever is left for you. I am pained as I read through your letter. You have no teacher, no mentor, no guide. So you suffered this for 23 years. Stop it and quit that life today. Let's take one more. This morning you said God did not create evil. How do you reconcile this, your submission, with the provisions of Isaiah 45 verse 7? Please. Wow. Ah. We must not pull out one verse of the Bible, like Isaiah 45 verse 7, for interpretation. If we do, we will be in error. There is what is called pretext and post-text in Bible interpretation. so that we can get the whole meaning, which means you should read the verses before and the verses after for full meaning. God does not and cannot contradict himself. Read it, the whole chapter, or read from verse 5 to the end. You find that Isaiah book is more poetic. In my previous answer, I said evil came from the devil. The devil, also called Lucifer or Satan, was God's creature, was not originally created to be the devil, but that is what he became later, and then is responsible for all the evils we see in the world. Then, in a way, if God said, I created evil, then we can understand who and what is referring to. James chapter 1 verse 17 says, all good and perfect gifts, they come from God. And 1 John chapter 1 verse 5 also says, God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. How can we then associate God with creating evil? The Bible cannot contradict it. If we're taking a verse out from a whole text for interpretation, we always lead to error. I'm willing to take contributions from other people on this platform, theologians. Please let me have your contribution on this subject, Isaiah 45, verse 7. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Get your communal food ready. Month has ended. So those of us that are monthly tither to go through this commission, battle seed, thanksgiving seed, partnership commitment seed, and the 11-11-11 seed we are sowing this 11th month, please do so as soon as you can. Send a chat to ask for the commission's account and the PayPal detail. Our PayPal is still very active for those of us making our remittances in dollars, in euros, in Canadian dollars, and all the other currencies. Please send a chat to ask for the commission's account details to +234 809 789 4000. Take your communion and let me pronounce it blessed. I pronounce the communion, the element of his blood and his flesh in your hand blessed. As you eat and drink, healings, strength, deliverances, new ideas, connection, and empowerment in the name of Jesus. As you take this communion, you will operate in dominion in all areas of life. Please pray more on your own, on the communal element. When you are done, eat and drink. It is well with you. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a blessed new month.